Call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
I caught up with Zoe Canandes in Radio Adelaide this morning, and we talked about the Australian federal government's decision last week to reset its 8 closing the gap targets to 16 in order to improve the lives of Aboriginal Australians and Torres Islanders. The original 8 targets were introduced in 2008, but reviews year after year found it largely failed to achieve its aims. But first, I talked to Zoe about the latest coronavirus situation in Victoria. It must have been a tough week over in Australia, 750 cases in Victoria just one day.
So that was their record since coronavirus started. This is 725 cases in Victoria yesterday. I think the state overall has 13,000 confirmed cases. Everyone in Victoria has gone to stage 4 lockdown now, and it is starting to see a bit of a ripple effect within the rest of the country as well. Even here in South Australia, we're having our restrictions tightened once more.
So what does these restrictions now look like?
In Victoria, they've gone back to stage 4, which all of you in New Zealand would be quite familiar with. And that means that they can only go to work if they're an essential worker. They can only go out for 1 hour of exercise and those kind of restrictions. So they're pretty much in full lockdown again.
Right.
And then we're seeing... Yeah.
Yeah, and you said restrictions are also tightened in South Australia as well. So how does it look like?
It feels like nothing compared to Victoria, if I'm honest. We're just starting to see that you can only have 10 people over at your house opposed to having 50 people over. You can... venues have to have only 50 people and everyone has to be seated again. Also, a lot of the borders are closed off now. For example, we obviously can't go into Victoria again. And we had a case yesterday, but it was a false positive, which was a really weird sort of whiplash sensation for the state. We were all a bit worried, and then it was a false positive. And this person who had received this positive test had gone to several places. It did scare the state a little bit, hopefully enough to make sure that people are still doing the right thing.
Even though it's a different state, but are people in South Australia might be panicking because on what's happening in Victoria right now?
Yeah, certainly. That feeling has definitely happened in the past couple of days. Everyone in South Australia, we're a little bit on edge, and we are just sort of taking it on a day-by-day basis. I mean, Victoria are our neighbouring state, so it's so easy just to look over and think that the same things could be happening again here. It's unlikely we would get such big cases, but it could be that we are hit with another second wave and we have to start going back into a more strict lockdown.
But what about the other states apart from South Australia and Victoria, though? Are there new cases in those places, or maybe even more tighter restrictions?
So in Brisbane, we have seen a couple of new cases, but nothing too bad. So in Queensland, rather, sorry. We saw a couple of people who have flown in, test positive from overseas, are returning home. And we also had this really strange incident that happened, I think, a couple of weeks ago. And we had two girls who had positive tests, and unfortunately they were totally vilified in the media because they did go out. And that was a really tricky situation, probably a whole nother talking point. Places like Western Australia and Northern Territory are doing all right. They are so far away from everyone else. And then New South Wales and the ACT, I believe, are just starting to tighten their restrictions again and also closing off borders way more strictly once more.
I have a relative living in New South Wales, and he told me earlier that the state is charging people for managed isolation. This is obviously the same here in New Zealand, but are there plans from the South Australian government to charge returning South Australians for managed isolation or quarantine?
I think it's pretty standard that if you do break your isolation or your quarantine, if you have come back from travelling or if you have been tested positive, that you will get a fine if you are caught doing that. I'm not sure how much it is, but it's probably not a nice amount. But yeah, they're pretty strict on that, although I haven't really heard too many cases of that happening and people having to actually be fined. It's more probably just a precautionary step from the law enforcement to be able to keep people at home and at a safe distance from everyone else.
Moving away from coronavirus, now you also want to talk about a report called Closing the Gap. So what is that?
Yeah, so the Closing the Gap report was introduced by the government in 2008. It had an array of targets that would close the gap between white Australia and Indigenous lives. For example, the rate in which Indigenous people are being locked up compared to white people, the rate of infancy deaths that Indigenous people face opposed to white people, the amount of Indigenous students who finish high school and compared to white people, the gap was huge. And this was introduced in 2008, and every year it would get reviewed once more, and every year it was pretty much saying that these targets have not been met. There hasn't been much significant change in all of these gaps that we're trying to fix. So fast forward to 2020, and for the first time Australia, we jump forward to 2020, and Australia, the Australian government has committed to a new agreement that resets the goals of the 2018 Closing the Gap report. And
sorry to jump in a little bit, but what did the 2018 report say or recommended?
Sorry, so it was 2008. Yeah, a really long time ago. This was introduced when I was in primary school, I remember. And then every year they reviewed it, and every year it was like, nothing's really happening. So it was obviously falling short of what it hoped to do, and that was at the hands of the Australian government, obviously. But yeah, the original report were tackling with things like health and life expectancy and education and the far more dire stats that we see Indigenous people go through compared to white people in Australia.
Are there any differences between the 2008 and the 2020 one exactly?
Yeah, we're seeing we're seeing these new targets that include prison rates, land rights, suicide, child removal, and all those huge factors that do impact on Indigenous lives. We're seeing them more directly being focused on, and also things like education and life expectancy and health, which we did see in the first report as well.
I remember last week we also discussed about a petition called Raise the Age. Is that part of this Closing the Gap targets?
No, not necessarily. I do have some bad news about the Raising the Age campaign, although it did go really strong in the country and helped a lot of people see and understand and recognise that young people, especially Indigenous young people, are being put in jail. But unfortunately, that push to raise Australia's minimum age of being able to be in jail was put down by the government, so they did not change that when they were hoping to. That was the 29th of July. They they didn't go through with it, despite a massive national campaign backing it. So I think we're going to be seeing more about that next year, and the fight doesn't finish, but it is a really heartbreaking moment that the government chose to keep the age at 10 years old for someone to be able to go to prison in this country.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.